This week, the House Agriculture Committee took the first step in reauthorizing the Farm Bill. The committee reported the bill out on a 26-20 partisan vote. The full House expects to take up their version of the Farm Bill sometime in May. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about the details of this version of the bill and how they will impact cotton.
At the same time, the Senate Agriculture Committee is continuing to work on their version of the Farm Bill, with potential committee action occurring sometime in May. On the House side, the bill that was reported out of committee includes strong bipartisan provisions for most of the Farm Bill. However, the nutrition title was controversial and was not supported by any of the Democrats on the committee. Therefore, that's what resulted in the partisan vote, with only Republicans supporting it in committee because of concerns that the Democrats had about changes to the supplemental nutrition program.
And when it comes to the specific farm policy provisions for cotton,
the bill will continue the ARC PLC revenue and price support policies, which now include seed cotton as a covered commodity that's eligible for those programs, with a reference price of 36.7 cents per pound of seed cotton. The bill also continues the marketing loan program. It also continues the economic adjustment assistance program for U.S. textile mills, and also includes for that program a slight increase in the payment rate from 3 cents per pound to 3.15 cents per pound.
The bill also makes some important modifications and adjustments to the marketing loan program for both upland cotton as well as ELS or Pima cotton.
Those were all recommendations that were put forward by the National Cotton Council. We strongly support those provisions being in the House Agriculture Committee bill. The bill also continues the current provisions as regards to payment limitations, adjusted gross income means tests, and actively engaged provisions. But the bill goes further in trying to expand the definition of family members for purposes of actively engaged, and it broadens that definition to now include nieces, nephews, and first cousins. Again, this was a problematic provision in the 2014 Farm Bill that we are hoping to see addressed in the new Farm Bill when it ultimately becomes finalized.